Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 9th of June. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we consider how everything God created, including you and me, is designed to connect with each other. We turn, for the last time, to our Bible reading for this week, which is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, to chapter 2, and verse 4. Today we're reading from The Message. Heaven and Earth. First this: God created the heavens and earth, all you see, all you don't see. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's spirit brooded like a bird above the watery abyss. God spoke, light, and light appeared. God saw that light was good and separated light from dark. God named the light day, he named the dark night. It was evening, it was morning, day one. God spoke, sky, in the middle of the waters, separate water from water. God made sky. He separated the water under sky from the water above sky. And there it was, he named sky the heavens. It was evening, it was morning, day two. God spoke, separate, water beneath heaven gather into one place, land appear, and there it was. God named the land earth, he named the pooled water ocean. God saw that it was good. God spoke, earth, green up, grow all varieties of seed-bearing plants, every sort of fruit-bearing tree. And there it was. Earth produced green, seed-bearing plants, all varieties, and fruit-bearing trees of all sorts. God saw that it was good. It was evening. It was morning, day three. God spoke, lights, come out, shine in heaven's sky, separate day from night, mark seasons and days and years, light in heaven's sky to give light to earth. And there it was. God made two big lights, the larger to take charge of day, the smaller to be in charge of night, and he made the stars. God placed them in the heavenly sky to light up earth and oversee day and night to separate light and dark. God saw that it was good. It was evening, it was morning, day four. God spoke, swarm ocean with fish and all sea life, birds, fly through the sky over earth. God created the huge whales, all the swarm of life in the waters, and every kind and species of flying birds. God saw that it was good. God blessed them. Prosper, reproduce, fill ocean. Birds, reproduce on earth. It was evening. It was morning, day five. God spoke. Earth, generate life, every sort and kind, cattle and reptiles and wild animals, all kinds. And there it was, wild animals of every kind, cattle of all kinds, every sort of reptile and bug. God saw that it was good. God spoke, let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of earth. God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. Prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge. Be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of earth. Then God said, I've given you every sort of seed-bearing plant on earth and every kind of fruit-bearing tree, given them to you for food. To all animals and all birds, everything that moves and breathes, I give whatever grows out of the ground for food. And there it was. God looked over everything he had made. It was so good, so very good. It was evening. It was morning. Day 6. Heaven and earth were finished, down to the last detail. By the 7th day, God had finished his work. On the 7th day, he rested from all his work. God blessed the 7th day. He made it a holy day, because on that day he rested from his work, all the creating God had done. This is the story of how it all started, of heaven and earth, when they were created. Amen. As a human being, designed to connect with others, you reflect the image of the God who wants to connect. You are not exactly like God, but you do reflect both his glory and his character. And a major part of his character is the desire to connect with others. He has planted that same desire in each one of us. We have an innate need to connect with God and to connect with other human beings. As we do what we are designed to do and develop deep and lasting relationships with each other, we reflect his love in the love we have for each other. As we are patient with those who sometimes irritate us, we reflect God's infinite patience with us. As we forgive others when they hurt us and cause us pain, so we reflect God's willingness to forgive every wrong thing we have done in our lives. As we show kindness to each other, we reflect God's kindness and care for us. And as we are faithful to each other, we reflect God's faithfulness through all time. When we see and connect with another human being, we should remember that person is also made in God's image. No one is made more in the image of God than another. We should not define others' identity by culture or experience or environment. Each person has an innate worth because they are God's image bearers too. May our connections, our relationships, bear that out today and every day. As you reflect on these words today, you might want to use this question to help you go deeper. How can you let someone know today that they are valuable to God and to you? Thank you for joining me on Battle Drill Devotionals this week. I hope to see you again soon. God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.